Would you guys like to play another game with us? We have another
please.
One.
We would love that.
Great. We're going to do some technical magic here with our work from home episode with an audio quiz.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yep. Audio quiz.
Yes.
That's right. So we're going to play clips of two different songs. Their title shares a common word, and you are going to mash up the titles of the song to create a new song title.
Fun. This is extra thinking.
Yeah. So, for example, if I play Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball, followed by The Temptations' Ball of Confusion, you're going to say Wrecking Ball of Confusion.
Got
it. Yeah. So, Kristen, this one is for you. Here's Daft Punk and Cyndi Lauper. One more time, I'm gonna celebrate.
Oh, yeah, all right. Don't stop the dancing. One more time after time.
That is correct.
Thank you for giving me the easy one. That was awesome.
Well,
all right, Bobby, this one's for you. This is John Mellencamp and Lizzo. Lord knows there are things we can do,
baby. Just me and you. I got a bottle of tequila I've been saving for you.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You got either one of those?
No, I don't know either one of those.
I'll tell you what it is. The John Mellencamp song was Hurt So Good.
Hurt So Good.
And the Lizzo song was Good As Hell. So it's Hurt So Good As Hell.
Oh, I like that.
Hurt So Good As Hell, yeah. I knew that.
All right, Kristen, here's Meat Loaf and Billie Eilish.
I want you.
I want you.
I need you.
I need you.
But there ain't no way I'm ever gonna love you. Now don't be sad.
Don't say thank you. Oh, please, I do what I want when I'm wanting to.
I know the harmonies and I don't know the title. I want you. I need you. What is it?
Two out of three ain't bad.
That's right.
Two out of three ain't bad and bad. Bad guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Two out of three ain't bad guy.
Yeah.
Yay.
We got there.
Bobby, here's Paramore and Missy Elliott.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I don't even know how to begin giving you hints for this.
Oh, no.
I know it's in the Phrygian mode.
All right, a point for correctly identifying the mode. Hang on one moment because my son is knocking on the door. Hello, come in.
We phone your...
Let's just pause for a moment while my son shows me a crossbow that he has made out of wood and rubber bands and pencils.
Yes. That is awesome.
It actually is a pretty sweet crossbow.
Can you show us too?
Okay, we're going to do a little demonstration.
Okay.
There.
Oh.
Hold that.
Is that a piece of foam core that you're holding up or styrofoam?
Yeah, okay. Don't hit me in the hand.
Whoa!
Yeah. Whoa.
That's amazing.
That's
your terrifying
crossbow. See? Your kids are doing a cappella. My kids are making weapons. So let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see who survives. Who's in better shape come June?
Wow.
It was pretty sweet. Let's see. Where are we in this dumb game?
Was the Paramore song Ain't It Fun?
It was not. Is that a Paramore song?
I don't know.
Do you know the Missy Elliott song? Do you know?
We totally know that song.
Get your freak on.
Get your freak on.
And the Paramore song was That's What You Get. So that would be That's What You Get Your Freak On.
Your freak on. Oh,
very clever.
That's very clever.
We're very clever with these.
You guys are so smart. You should do a show like this.
The Bobby streak has been broken, Kristen. You won.
Yeah.
You won.
Congratulations, honey. It couldn't happen to a better lady.
I'll give you a consolation prize later.
Oh, rare.
Wow.
It'll be a chicken. It'll be in the form of a Tuscan chicken from the Barefoot Contessa.
Yes.
Oh, good.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure to hear and see you on screen and, just do something different, play some games, take our mind off stuff. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to go listen to contemporary music from the last 15 years.
Yeah, we're going to study up for the next pandemic.
Catch up for next time, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. You guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Love you.
Take care.
Coming up, going to be talking to Emily Nussbaum, who is the television critic for The New Yorker, and she wrote a book called I Like to Watch. I can't wait to listen. I'm Ophira Eisberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.